dissecting prejudice is about as easy as picking apart a pomegranate. It's a messy task researchers at UT Arlington have been working on for years. To get at the roots of prejudice toward undocumented immigrants, a team led by Associate Professor Jared Kenworthy surveyed 223 non-Latino students.
For those who have a high level of group narcissism and a high level of in-group identification, they're the ones who have the highest levels of prejudice towards undocumented Latino immigrants.
Let's break that jargon down.
In-group identification.
That's when someone's identity is strongly tied to their membership in a group. Like being American.
Group narcissism.
That's kind of like patriotism on steroids.
Thinking that your country is better than every other country out there and that you should rule the world.
So how does that mix of narcissism and group identification play out?
People who have strong negative attitudes are more likely to engage in discriminatory behavior in housing and jobs in the workplace.
The study will be published this month in the Hispanic Journal of Behavioral Science, and it doesn't look at how to change those attitudes. Kenworthy says past research shows there are options.
Having contact is one of the best ways of reducing those negative attitudes.
Especially contact through friendships, where you can break down the barriers between us and them. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.